Okay, we're back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm with my co-host, Ann Hirsch, today. And we're having a wonderful interview with Cindy Roth from the Viscardi Center in reference to things that seniors need to do for their own quality of life to just step it up and get involved. We have a program that we... Cindy was telling us about a program going into the break for June 2nd. It was cut short, so let's review it again.
Sure. June 2nd, the Viscardi Center is hosting a Vision, Speech, and Hearing Day in conjunction with Freedom Scientific and Molloy College. It's free. There's breakfast served. It's not a full-course breakfast. It's bagels and all kind of cream cheeses. And for lunch, there's pizza. Plain pizza. We don't give an array of pizzas. And the snacks in between are coffee and juices and sodas and cookies and that type of thing. But what you get to do is you really get to learn how important your eyes are, how important your ability to speak. I just did important.
So you're going to the program, obviously, on the second.
I definitely need that speech. And how important hearing is, because there is a correlation between hearing loss and early onset Alzheimer's and dementia. So do you think that hearing loss is important? I mean, let's think about this now. So all of this information is going to be free. The food is free. The day is wonderful. The Viscardi Center has a very comfortable
Oh, it's wonderful
area.
Over there.
It's really good. So I wanted to tell the
members. Yeah, that's important. And actually, we'll, you know, I take down information.
Great.
So during the next six, up to that point, we'll always announce it to people.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Because it's important. These are the type of things you want.
Right.
And you want people to attend.
Do I have to order more pizzas, if that's
the case? We'll let you know. We'll let you know. I won't show up, so don't worry. I'm saying no. Actually, with the Project Safe programs that we do through the town under Judy Bosworth, hearing is one of the big things we tell people in reference to scams.
Right.
You're embarrassed to say, I didn't hear.
Right.
So you nod, say, okay, you signed something.
Right.
Only to find out you didn't really understand. And whose fault is it?
It's
You were taken advantage
Absolutely.
Of,
yeah.
but
yeah.
you should never be ashamed to say it again.
Right.
Say, I still don't understand what you're saying.
You're absolutely right.
No. And did you have a question?
No, I was just going to say a lot can be said for wellness and for looking at things in that fashion.
No question. You know, people don't think about exercise other than losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think about exercise other than maybe lowering blood pressure. But what about increasing the oxygenation to your blood supply, which gives you more oxygen to your brain, to your heart, to your limbs? And exercise doesn't have to be like Jack LaLanne pulling boats, you know,
right.
with their teeth. I mean, we're talking about people who could take a walk around the block.
Right.
They always encourage people to get a dog because a dog meant it had to go out and somebody had to walk it. So that's why seniors especially were encouraged to have small dogs.
That's true. I never thought of that, but it makes sense. You have to get out at least two or three times a day with the dog.
No question.
And as we were just talking earlier about, the beach is a wonderful place to go take that walk because you walk a little further and a little further because of the serenity and the calmness of being in that environment. And it can be a wonderful way of exercising without realizing that you're exercising.
It's true.
I don't want to burst your bubble. I hate sand. So
it's not happening for me.
No,
I didn't say go on
know,
sand.
Mama.
We've got a beautiful boardwalk in a few different locations.
Put me in a chair and push me.
No,
well, that'll be good exercise for you, Ann, okay?
He's not into it.
We'll have to get you roller skates or something.
Okay.
All right.
And going back to technology, Ann and I were chatting during that little break about the technology in vehicles, in cars. There's all kinds of technology. Yes, it costs some money, but then again, you know, it may be well worth it to keep from colliding with a car on your right or a car on your left. And you may find that this technology is a wonderful thing to have. One of the best ways to find out what kind of technology is available in cars and if you can buy them on the internet and have them installed, whatever, you go into a dealership and you take a walk around. And, you know, you tell them you're looking, and would they explain the features of particular cars, especially the safety features? Because those are the new technology features that you're really interested in.
And they're amazing.
And they're amazing.
Yeah. Just to add, the car show happens to be in town. And
oh, really?
I was there on Sunday.
Okay.
Which
okay.
is wonderful, because the dealers are not at the car show.
Yeah,
it's the
salesmen.
Manufacturers.
Right.
And they're not there to sell the car. They're
right.
there to talk about those things that Cindy just mentioned. And then it gets your motor moving as to...
Where is the car show?
It's at the Javits Center.
Oh, in the city. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, see, but I would be yeah. looking at the Ferraris.
They got a lot of...
They got a lot of wild cars.
Yeah, really big ones. That's, she's right. She's right. But again, you can go to any car
right.
place you want to. It's the price of the ticket, so it doesn't matter.
No, I agree. I have my car, I think, is, I don't know what it is, 2007, 2008. And I was using my daughter's car the other day, and she has like 2015 or something, which I have never driven a car. When you back up,
yes.
the lights, and it's yellow, green, and red as you're getting closer. You see everything in
right.
the background.
Well,
it's confusing because I'm used to the
right.
mirror, but
right.
this is the camera.
This is the camera.
You know, and I know this came about with children because
correct.
You see from the street all the way up to the top of the car behind you, nobody was going to get there
right.
without you hitting the brake at least.
Yeah, each manufacturer I am learning has different aspects and features to that, but
okay.
that wraparound on
yes.
the rear where you've got the pedestrian.
Right.
For many of us, that's exceedingly important,
mm-hmm.
is worth its weight in gold.
It is, definitely.
In, rather than hitting someone that you'd say, where'd they come from?
Right.
Or you're in that parking spot in the grocery store, you've got that big SUV next to you, you got to pull three quarters of
right.
the way out. But if you've got that assistance and those bells going off or
mm-hmm.
whatever feature, depending on the car, it's a big help. And those are things that I think with a package that adds somewhat extra, but not a major
right.
amount, it can be managed and is worth considering the heated seat and other things.
Oh, the heated
things.
Seat.
And
yeah,
the,
this has a heated steering
wheel.
Mine does as well.
Right.
That's
and
amazing.
There's an orthopedic part of
right.
it. Those are
the low back
things.
Right.
And
so most seniors are not buying these SUVs.
No.
So, and that, what you just brought up, a great point. You have a Honda, you have whatever it is pulling out from a parking place in a parking lot for a food center, and you have two SUVs on
right,
each side
right.
that are like small buses from
right.
years ago.
Right.
Honestly, it's very difficult.
It's very scary.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
You know, but you're low, you need that to get into because right. you need a step stool for some of the SUVs.
Or a ladder.
Yeah, it's the truth. So, I mean, I agree with you. That's
yep.
those bells and whistles that somebody's coming down.
That's right. But in the long run, it may be a cost benefit to you from a
right.
safety,
right.
health,
absolutely.
And living point of view.
And this
is
one of your things, like spend the money.
Spend the
Why
money.
Would you want to hit somebody, God forbid,
right.
because you didn't want maybe another $500, I'm making
exactly.
up a number, I have no,
no
idea what it's worth.
I agree.
Into the, you know, into your new car, if you're getting a car.
Right. So I think also I said share a ride. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which would a driver, which is great.
Right. Share a ride, and that's a very important thing because that gets the senior out of the house.
Right. Yeah.
Because what we're doing is we're trying to mitigate the excuses. There is no excuse for you not to come. It's raining. It's been raining for a year.
You
know? When hasn't it not rained?
Right, right.
So I mean, we have plenty of excuses why we don't want to do things. But with the seniors, sometimes you have to push yourself a little bit.
Right.
It's not so terrible. You won't remember pushing yourself to do something when you're having a really good time. You're really learning something.
Right.
You're really engaged.
The town also provides a lot of options on transportation.
Yes.
That if you need to get to the grocery store
correct.
Or your doctor, and you can call just a little bit in advance, there's car service.
Correct.
There is the small little minibus that can pick you up and take you to various locations. The town has lots that they offer the people that need some form of assistance.
Absolutely. Well, that's, which is a call to 311.
Absolutely.
Medical, shopping, cabs, buses.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll even help map out
right.
the route if they can't take you all the way.
Right.
You know, you get off the car
right.
service at,
right.
you know, the intersection of X, Y, and Z, and then they'll tell you what bus to pick up.
Right.
Which is tremendous because it's, you know, navigation is also another thing for seniors. It gets so frustrating and nerve-wracking.
Right.
Now I'm on the corner, and what bus do I take? And here come five different buses.
Right, exactly. I wish I had a corner with five different buses, to tell you the
well,
truth.
Well, that's true, too, yeah.
our public transportation.
Yeah, no,
is,
the Long Island is. Yeah, it's not to say I'm thinking right. The city.
Right.
Down to Flushing, you'd have no idea what you're getting on. But it's important.
And you know, John and Anne, the most important thing is the town of North Hempstead offers transportation where the other towns don't.
Right.
The citizens of the town of North Hempstead, especially the seniors, have no idea how lucky they are because I'm all over the place.
Oh, no, it's
you know, it's unbelievable.
The town is unique, and under Supervisor Bosworth, no services for the seniors was cut in the last budget, even though it's a fiscally conservative budget.
Right.
Money had to be moved around. Things had to be changed. But nothing for the seniors was touched, which is the most important thing.
Right. And seniors vote.
Absolutely. That's the truth, though. And that's what you have to, like we talked a little earlier. You have to get out.
Yes.
You know, and your local community, if you want something changed or something done, everybody has a voice. I call Judy Bosworth our voice. But everybody has a voice. Right. She listens to us and voices our concerns. But in a town where there's no Judy,
right,
you have to be your own voice
then.
You just can't wait.
And the louder you yell, the more you get. It's that squeaky wheel syndrome. So, you know, I wanted to just go back to some of the things that I thought, why are we leaving our money to our children? There was a movie out a couple of years ago that had the bucket list, right?
Okay.
It was all about the dreams.
Right, right.
And why aren't we doing those things? We haven't done everything in our lifetime. How many things did we always say, boy, I wish, boy, I'm sorry. You know, let's not do that anymore and get over the guilt.
Right.
And I'll tell you why to get over the guilt. It doesn't pay to be guilty. I tell my children on a regular basis, I'm going to live my life and I'm going to leave you debt. And they look at me like I have seven heads. But it's the truth. I want to live my life. I'm entitled to do that.
100%, I agree.
Anne wants to jump in. Couple minutes, and I see this in the notes. Let's celebrate life, and perhaps you could just talk a little bit about the Broadway shows, the movies, and eating out, and that would be great.
Very important. Go to the Broadway shows. One of the things we have is the Long Island Railroad. And you know, you go off peak and it's very accessible and they've made it very nice for us as seniors as well as other people. And there's matinees on Wednesdays. And the quality of Broadway is not to be. There's nowhere you can go to find that.
I just saw the Rockettes at Radio City, and those of us who are a little older will remember it. It's gorgeous, and it's wonderful. It's everyone. I mean, and you can't start them young enough.
It's true. It's definitely true.
I'm going to throw in a little bit of a plug here for NYU. NYU has plays from Stern and from Tisch. They're 15. No, I'm sorry, for senior. Over 60, it's $5.
Wow.
NYU, Skirball Theater. I mean, this is absolute high end. It's
fabulous.
Wonderful. That's versus $100.
And I am there taking global studies through their professional continuing education. It's fabulous.
That's another thing we didn't touch, continuing education.
And we're not going to, unfortunately. You'll have to come back, Cindy. We've been here with Cindy Roth, who has just given us so much information. I hope the people listening go forth with one item. That's all you got to do each day. Pick up one new thing and carry it forward. You're listening to Project Independence and You on Senior Talk Radio, 88.1 FM. Cindy, thank you so much, and you'll be back again.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to it.